KXRN News. I'm John Scott. President Biden says he's decided how to respond to a drone attack that killed U.S. soldiers in Jordan. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton has that report.
The president told reporters he's made up his mind how to punish Iran-backed militias for the deadly weekend attack. He did not reveal what his plans are, but said, "I don't think we need a wider war in the Middle East." Mr. Biden said he holds Iran responsible in the sense that they're supplying the weapons to those who carried out the attacks. The president has been consulting with his national security team over the past few days. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, correspondent Seth Sotel reports on job openings in the U.S.
There's more signs of strength in the U.S. job market. American employers posted 9 million job openings last month. The number of openings remains high by historical standards, even though it's mostly been declining over the past 2 years. The Federal Reserve has been trying to cool down the labor market in order to get inflation under control. The report came in a bit stronger than forecast. There were some signs of softening in the job market, however. The number of layoffs rose in December, and the number of people quitting their jobs in hopes of getting better ones fell to the lowest level since early 2021. Seth Sutel, New York.
On Capitol Hill, House Republicans have taken a key vote toward impeaching Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas over what they call his willful and systematic refusal to enforce immigration laws. The committee will now send the articles of impeachment against Mayorkas to the full House. The Federal Reserve is beginning its latest policy meeting on interest rates, and Wall Street's hope that it will hint at a rate cut coming in March. Stocks remain mixed. The Dow ahead 119 points. The NASDAQ 110 points in the red. This is SRN News. A religious freedom battle is joined in Hawaii.
Child Evangelism Fellowship is suing, claiming that state education officials are preventing schools in four districts from hosting Good News Clubs. Those clubs, which rent public school classrooms for after-school activities, are operating in most other states and have been approved by the courts. The suit says, quote, Hawaii's policies of unequal access, pretextual denials, and hostility to CEF's religious message violate the Constitution. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Muslim terrorists being blamed for the murder of at least 50 Christian villagers over 2 days in Nigeria's North Central Plateau state. The attacks prompting a 24-hour curfew and calls for authorities to take action against the two major terrorist organizations operating inside that country. Amnesty International's Nigeria office says the problem is much larger than the government is willing to admit. This is SRN News. The Justice Department says Attorney General Merrick Garland is to undergo surgery.
The Attorney General will undergo back surgery this weekend and delegate his duties to the Deputy Attorney General during the procedure. The advisory comes as Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin returns to work at the Pentagon following a hospitalization related to prostate cancer that was criticized for being kept secret for days. Garland, who is 71, will be under general anesthesia during the back procedure on Saturday. It's expected to last about 90 minutes and is being called minimally invasive. Garland is expected to return home the same day. Norman Hall, Washington.
At least two people hospitalized after an Amtrak train derailed when it hit a truck carrying milk in a rural area in northeastern Colorado. The crash happened late Monday near Keensburg, roughly 35 miles northeast of Denver. No word on the seriousness of the injuries. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.